Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of Patience. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What makes good ground good ground? Here it is. That on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. One of the big things that makes good ground is honest. Honest heart. Having heard the word, what do they do? What's the difference?
They keep it.
Oh man, when you hear a good word from the Lord, you need to be like a 150-pound bulldog. Run over there and grab that verse and go, ka-chomp.
Yes.
Yes. And it's my verse.
Yes.
My verse.
Yes.
And nobody is getting my verse away from me. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. And if you will, you will bring forth fruit with patience. Look over at the 21st chapter of Luke while we're here in this book. 21, 19. What does it say? In your patience, what does that word mean? Endurance. In your endurance, what do? You possess your souls. Remember, part of the definition was holding together.
Yes.
Can your soul get away from you?
Yes.
Your feelings,
yes.
Your emotions, weary, tired, upset, everything. What will keep you together? Patience will help you keep your soul. And you say, hush. It was true when God said it, still true now.
Yes.
He hadn't changed. If what I'm believing is based on what he said, he doesn't change, so I'm not going to change.
Right.
I remember some years ago, I'd been believing for a particular thing, and it hadn't happened, and it didn't happen for a while. Months passed, a year passed, didn't happen. 2 years passed, didn't happen. 3 years had passed, looked like I was further from it than when I started trying to believe for it 3 years ago. And so these thoughts kept coming to my mind, especially more, it's not working. Well, let's look. You're further from it than you've ever been. It's not working. Phyllis and I were going into a restaurant to have a bite to eat. I told her, I'm going to go in here and wash my hands. And when I went in there, that thought came to my mind again. It's not working, that particular thing. I didn't think about it all day long, every day. But when it crossed my mind, this other thought would come. It's not working. I'm standing there washing my hands. And the Spirit of God, oh, thank God for the Comforter.
Yes.
From inside of me, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but from inside me, like you'll speak to any Christian if you listen, came up to my mind, if it's not working, why is he bothering you about it?
Yeah.
If it's not working, he ought to just be happy it's not working.
That's right.
Done deal.
Yeah.
End of story. But the devil is a known liar. A known liar. And if he says it's not working, that's the surest sign in the world that it is. That it is. And oh man, I got happy. I thought, yeah. Yeah, it's not working, huh? It's not working, huh? If it's not working, why do you need to bug me about it like this? How about it is working? It's working so good, it's about to break out and happen. And if you can't get me to quit, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Nothing you can do to prevent it. And that's when I got the song, Hold On. Standing there washing my hands. Came up in me, hold on, hold on. Keep believing. Be strong. Because in a little while, it'll be all right. Hold on, and it won't, be too long until your faith will turn to sight. Glory to God. I got happy. When I got back to the table, Phyllis said, "Wow, what happened to you?" I thought, "I'm holding on. That's what happened to me. I'm holding on." And sure enough, just a few months later, it happened. Came to pass. Glory to God. Does it pay to believe God?
Yes.
Pays big. But who's going to get the results? Not the people who toy with it, who play with it. Have you ever heard somebody say, "I tried that"? Had somebody tell me a while back, "I tried all that confession stuff." They're saying it right. They tried it, which is not the same as believing it. Trying is not trusting. We looked at this last time, but I want to go over it again just real quickly. The Bible says in Psalms 105:19, "Joseph, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him." So who's trying what? I tried that. No. It tried you and you failed. It tested you and your faith and patience wasn't there. The word's already been tried. It's already been purified. It's perfect. It's going nowhere. It never fails. It ain't on trial. It's you and me that's on trial. Can you see that? Psalm 24:10, Proverbs 24:10, "If you faint in the day of adversity," it's because it was too much, because God couldn't do it.
No.
Doesn't work for everybody.
No.
No. It's because your strength was you just couldn't hang. You couldn't stay in there. It got too hot in the kitchen. You got out. And it's nobody's fault but yours that your miracle didn't happen. Well, we just don't understand. Sometimes it's not God's will. No, that's men and women making excuses when things don't happen. But no, when people say, "I tried it and it didn't work," they were never persuaded. They were testing it. They were experimenting. They didn't have deep roots. They're not fully persuaded. And when you're not fully persuaded, you can't stand a long time. You're going to quit. And the truth was, you never were persuaded. You were just trying something. It doesn't work for people that tried. Selah. Go with me to Romans 4. In the 4th chapter of Romans, in the 17th verse, we read about our father Abraham. Verse 17 says, let me read 16. "Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." You claim Abraham as your father in the faith? And that's in connection with the faith of Abraham. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:13 talks about we have the same spirit of faith. Just like them. They believed and they spoke. We believe, we speak. Faith works exactly the same today as it did thousands of years ago when Abraham's believing God. It works exactly the same. Our covenant has changed. Faith has not. Faith's always worked this way. It's the faith God created everything with. It's His faith. It's a measure of His own faith. And He's training us in it. Faith is not a fad. Faith is not a movement. Faith is how you and I are going to live and rule and reign throughout the ages. Everything you learn about faith in this life, you're going to take with you into the next. And you're going to use it. And it's just going to keep growing and expanding and increasing. And what we can believe for is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you believe it?
Yes.
I mean, when the Bible says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. We are little bitty, bitty ones in the scheme of things compared to God. We've been around that long. And we kind of, you know, got our training wheels on, so to speak, and we're in our little push buggy. And the Lord is teaching us how to live by faith, how to believe and trust. And so we're believing for our toaster, and we're believing for this, and how to do this, little things. And then we're believing for a car, and we're believing for a house, and we're believing. These are little bitty, bitty, bitty things, but everything we learn about believing for them, we're going to take it to the next level. And if you grow up, then you get to where you're not just believing for personal things, you're believing for kingdom things. But don't knock the believing for the car and the house, because you learned on that. You cut your teeth on that. And then also, everything we've learned about in this life, we will take it into the next life, and it will just keep increasing. I believe we will be believing for global, planetary things, kingdom things. Come on, are you listening? Throughout the ages. And the Lord will tell us to do something, and it'll take a whopping amount of faith to do it, but by then, He'll have us there. We can say yes. I know just in the ministry, Phyllis and I, this was approaching 40 years ago, the Lord dealt with me about an area of ministry. And when I looked at it, I thought, I can't do that. It's 40 years ago. And I thought, man, it kept me up all night. And I still couldn't see how I could do it. Then finally, the Lord said, don't be concerned. By the time you get there, I'll have you ready. And when we first started in the ministry, it took all the faith we had to believe for a few $100 and a thousand or two to get registered at the school and to find us a place to stay, just a little bitty dinky apartment and gas. It took all the faith we had to believe for gas money every week. And just, we're believing for every little thing. But eventually, that got easier. And the Lord had us believing for this little project and that little project. And this one cost $10,000. And then this one cost $50,000. And then this one cost $200,000. And then this one cost $3 million. And then this one cost $10 million. And it works exactly the same as believing for a tank of gas. It's exactly the same.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of Patience, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin our Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me